It all began as a way for young men and women to have a sport to play during the winter and grew into the game of basketball. But most people don't know the remarkable story of how the fledgling game received a boost from businesses in Middle America. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
All in together now, we can make it better now. Come on, can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
We'll rope it up,
cause we know how to jump.
We'll roll it out,
cause we know how to skate.
We'll cut it down,
cause we know what to eat.
We'll swap it out,
we eat healthy stuff.
Can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
Can we do it?
Today's a good day to grab your kids and hang out with them for an hour. Dance, walk, play a sport, or cook a healthy meal. Because just moving a little and eating better every day can help make you and your child healthier.
Can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
We'll ball it up,
cause we know how to hoop.
We'll mess around,
cause we know how to play.
We'll drop it down,
cause we know how to dance.
We'll veg it up,
veg it night and day.
Can we do it?
Search We Can online to find doable tips and activities that you can use every day to keep you and your kids healthy. Remember, that's We Can. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
James Naismith was a college professor in Springfield, Massachusetts, when in 1891 he developed the game of basketball as a way to increase physical activity during the winter months. The game was immediately popular.
Basketball spread because of Naismith's association with the YMCA. It spread within a year to, let's say, 30 or 40 countries around the world. It spread just like a prairie fire.
Rich Hughes is the author of the book, Netting Out Basketball.
The focus of my book was to look at how this game of basketball went about becoming so popular and also how it became marketable.
The marketing of the new game had everything to do with small-town businesses in Middle America.
In fact, the Hilliard Chemical Company in St. Joseph, Missouri, had the best teams in the world, in the mid-1920s. But they were also promoting their products, their chemical and their cleaning products.
Hilliard was not the only business using basketball as a way to advertise, though.
There were car dealerships in Wichita and Kansas City who would, maybe for $1,000, wind up with, the best basketball players in the world.
Those teams competed locally, but also had an annual AAU tournament. The first such championship was held in 1921 in Kansas City. Basketball's position in the national spotlight was on the rise, fueled by passion for the winter sport and businesses scrambling to get their names on top teams. More of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In Overland Park, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.